Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Darkness covered the land as Christ was crucified, died, and was buried. Now, after gloom and sadness, comes forth the glorious sun. And in the light of that risen sun, the women who came to the tomb still cannot find what they expect. That imposing stone that sealed up the tomb, a dramatic reminder of death's immovability. It had already been rolled away effortlessly. And the stronger man whom they expected to find dead and rotting, he is not here. He is risen. The Father has accepted the sacrifice and vindicated his suffering servant. Follow the light, O disciples, for he is alive, just as he said. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified, who is risen. With these words, the angel is not scolding those women, nor you. No, this is the very heart of Christianity. We are those who seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified, who is risen. We proclaim his death until he comes, and we rejoice constantly that he is risen from the dead, never to die again. He was delivered for our transgressions and raised for our justification. Thus, those holy 3 days of this weekend, they are not for us separate episodes, but they are united. They are one great day of the Lord for us. Even a single divine service, as it were. And we have been waiting long to hear the blessed benediction. Good Friday's victorious atonement cannot be limited. It cannot be contained just for one day. Nor can we bask in today's Sunday's Easter joy and its light for only one morning. Oh no, every Sunday is for us a little Easter. That means that every day is lived in this confession of these two great, mighty deeds of God, which make for one accomplishment. Your forgiveness, your reconciliation, your salvation. The truth of our most holy faith, dear saints, lies behind everything that we say and do as Christians. As St. Paul says in today's epistle, Christ, our paschal lamb, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the feast in sincerity and in truth. Christ has died for our sins to free us from their entanglements. So we cleanse them out. We leave them behind. We live in daily repentance and newness of life. And we do it with the forgiveness of those sins as our confidence. Because he is risen, every sin that he bore in his body on the cross is done with. It is left behind, buried in his tomb, answered for, and put away forever. And that is how you and I can have boldness to put whatever harasses us, whatever entangles us, behind us. No guilt or shame or darkness may be allowed to burden you any longer. For you live in the light of the crucified one and the risen one, Christ Jesus. This truth, dear saints, also lies behind everything that we ever do in the divine service, and everything we say. It lies behind one particular object as well. One you may not be familiar with, one that is new to us today, and that is the Paschal candle. The Paschal candle is a symbol of Christ, who is our Passover. Paschal means Passover, but also it means Easter. Just as Christ is broken out of the dark tomb, so Christian churches light this candle on their first service of Easter each year. Usually that is the Easter Vigil, the service that is held at night in anticipation of the dawn and the light that is to rise. Our new Paschal candle was blessed last night, actually, at our circuit's Easter Vigil, which was in Hankinson. And perhaps someday our congregation, too, will observe the vigil of Easter. But in any case, what I said before was true. Christ's death and his resurrection, his Passover, by which we were brought with him out of death and into life, it cannot be limited. It cannot be just one day. It cannot be even just one week. The words of Scripture that were spoke last night at the Easter Vigil when this candle was blessed, they admit it too. Listen. Christ Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Alpha and the Omega. His are time and eternity. His are the glory and the dominion, now and forever. On the candle, you see Greek letters, Alpha and Omega. These are the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet. They're also the letters found on the biggest symbol of Christ in our church, the altar. This candle also bears the numbers of this year, which we count 2018 AD, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. Because time and eternity belong to him. They are redeemed. They have been sanctified by his death and resurrection. Every day, then, for us, therefore, is to be lived in the light of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This light, whenever you see it, will remind you again of that. Now, the Paschal candle, even though it is an Easter candle, still bears a cross. It is the true sign of triumph, as we sang on Friday. Jesus is forever the one who was crucified. That's what the angel himself said at the tomb. And in this cross, there are these five wax candles. That's one for each of the five wounds of our Lord Jesus. He received them in his hands, in his feet, and in his pierced side. But those wounds are not marks of sadness for us, dear Christians. Oh no. They are joyous scars. They are rich wounds, still visible in Jesus' body, both on Easter, but also forever and in eternity, as we see in the book of Revelation. And next Sunday, you and I are going to hear about the joy that the wounds brought to those disciples who saw him, who even dared to touch him. These wounds are joyful because, as we heard on Friday, it is by his wounds that we are healed, both now and forever. Those wounds and the image of Christ crucified are never to fade from our sight, dear Christians. It is not as if our Lord's resurrection somehow obliterates them. Oh no. Rather, it is now in the light of the resurrection that finally we can see and understand our Lord's cross and death aright. Truly, Christ. Christ is our Paschal Lamb, who always appears, even in eternity, as the slain one. Yet he lives. May the light of Christ, who is risen in glory from the dead, scatter all the darkness of our hearts and minds. Once we were in darkness, now we are in light, even in the light of Jesus Christ our Lord. You will see this candle lit on Easter for the whole season as we rejoice in our risen Lord's appearances until Ascension Day. But this candle is also lit on at least two other occasions. Two very significant and important occasions. And it's done to drive home what the death and the resurrection of Jesus mean. Why Easter is so important to us as Christians every day of our lives. The Paschal candle is lit at baptisms. As we heard on Thursday, you and I were not there at the cross, nor were we at the empty tomb. We do not celebrate Easter by trying to get back there or by pretending that maybe we were there. No, rather we celebrate Easter just as you are doing, by hearing the Word of God that comes to us, by receiving the forgiveness of sins that He has spoken to us, and by keeping the feast, as St. Paul says, eating the body and drinking the blood of our Paschal Lamb in this blessed sacrament. Well, the Lord Jesus also delivers the power of His death and resurrection to you, especially in holy baptism. This is His great and foundational promise to us. Romans 6, which I hope you know well, says that we were buried with Christ through baptism into His death. That just as He is risen from the dead, so you too will live a new life. Baptism joins us to the death and therefore also to the resurrection of Jesus. Many of us remember this each year. For some of us, with just a stub, we remember this by lighting those baptismal candles that were given to us at our baptisms, perhaps many years ago. Well, from now on, those candles are going to be lit for the first time from the Paschal candle. Now, what a wonderful depiction that is, isn't it? Of what the Scriptures say that baptism itself actually does. It joins us with Jesus. It gives to us His light and His life. Baptism delivers Easter to us. Or as St. Peter wrote in his second epistle, baptism now saves us because it is a promise of a clean conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And the Paschal candle is lit also at funerals. Because if we are united with Him in a death like His, through baptism, we will certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His also. The good work that was begun in us by Christ our Savior, He promises He will bring to completion at the last day, His day. Easter means that death is defeated. Everything is different now. If Christ were not raised, well, then we would still be in our sins. Then all of those we love who have died would be dead, and that is it, forever. And our faith would be in vain. But, alleluia, Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
And he is merely the firstborn of the dead. He has many brothers, many co-heirs with him. That's you. That is everyone who believes in him. All those who have died in this faith as well. All who trust in him. Those who seek the crucified who is risen. Who hear his word and keep it. You are truly his disciples, and you will follow him through all whatever he passes through. The light of Easter shines at every Christian funeral, because as we confess, we look for the resurrection of the dead. Therefore, dear Christians, chiefly are we bound to praise God for the glorious resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the very Paschal Lamb. By his dying, he has destroyed death. And by his rising, he has brought life and immortality to light. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.